I did that. There we are. All right, took a second. We are absolutely thrilled to be back here today. The last year went by so fast, and it was such a great year for Waller ISD and this community. And I'd love to tell you this year is off to a great start, and it is from a logistics standpoint. Kids are going to school. They're doing all the things they need to do and doing it well. But at the beginning of this year, we were inflicted with a tragedy. We lost one of our own. And while we can't explain why tragedies happen like that, we have to respond to them. And this community, the Waller community, responded in a fashion to support the family, support us, and support the school district that was just tremendous. And every day that I get up, I thank myself that I'm in this community because of the way this community responded to support this young man and his family. And that is what, when we came here last year, we talked about community and we talked about supporting each other. And I couldn't help but read while I was sitting here, Thessalonians 5:11. It's about lifting each other up and supporting each other. And that's our mission in our school district, is to bring this community together, support each other, and support kids. And no one has stepped up more for the Waller community than Waller Baptist Church and Blake Nichols. So thank you. Everything that this church and this congregation does for our schools is tremendous. Every time we turn around, Waller Baptist is there doing something to support our kids and our community. And that is something that we can't thank you enough for. Working very closely, we work with Bo Keithley and his group, and we just love to see the schools and the community come together any way we can. And that leadership to do that is given to us as a school district by our school board. And they have it in their hearts. And they not only walk the walk or talk the talk, they walk that path. They walk that path of God. And one of your longest serving members, Mr. Brian Lowe, is here today. And he gives us that on a daily basis. So thank you for all you do. I'm also here to invite you tomorrow night. You don't really get to hear me speak long today. But tomorrow night, you get to hear me if you want to come. It's going to be in the Fellowship Hall. We're going to be presenting the Waller ISD 2019 bond and all the ins and outs that go with that and the thought behind it. And it is really fascinating, but it is a transformational bond for Waller ISD and Waller. I think you're going to be amazed when you see what is coming to Waller, whether we want it or not. These developers are going to build, and they're buying land, and they're doing things. And fortunately or unfortunately, we know all that because they work with us. They let us know what they're doing. We have people that are in constant contact. And we want to be sure we're ready for that growth as it comes to Waller, but not only for the people that are coming, but for our kids that are here right now. How do we take care of them as well? So that's going to be hopefully a good talk, and that starts at 7 p.m. tomorrow in the Fellowship Hall, and we'd love to see you there. It is our talk to the Ministerial Alliance, and hopefully they'll bring some of their parishioners as well to come and listen to us, hear what we have to say about the bond. But, you know, when I look out on this congregation, it was very important to me and to the board that we build a team that not only talk the talk, but walk that path with you, that walk that path of God. And I feel like we've done that. Every day I come to work, I'm uplifted by the people that are around me. And some of them are here today, and I'm going to introduce them for you to put a name to a face. One of them is Sarah Marcus, our Director of Communications. So if you see anything on Facebook, that's probably her. It's not me sitting behind a computer doing that. It's Sarah making sure she's getting our good word out. Also, our Chief of Schools for Elementary Schools, Miss Angie Davis. Angie led our elementary Roberts Road to many distinguished awards over the years, and now she has the opportunity to guide and influence all the elementary students in Waller ISD. And I'm going to point out one of her shining stars right in the back, Miss Ashley Kinney. Ashley is principal of Jones Elementary, and if you haven't seen Jones, I encourage you to go out, say hello to Ashley, and visit the school. It is an absolutely phenomenal school. And also, her husband, who is leading Waller High School as the associate principal, Mr. Robert Kinney. Now, the person that is going to speak to you today is a person that I've known for quite a long time. I've known him for 10 years. He was with us as a principal in Waller ISD. He got a little crazy for a little while and went to Bryan ISD for a couple years as the principal of Bryan Rutter High School. Not only is his experience in schools phenomenal, but that's not why he's here. He's here because he carries the Lord in his heart, and he lives every day for kids. He's a man that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. His word to me, when he says it, he means it, and he truly comes to school every day working to make lives better for our students. He is our chief of schools for secondary schools, leading all our secondary schools, Mr. Benny Mays.
You don't mind me standing in your, all right, we're good. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Moran. He kept asking me all week to give him something to say, and I said, no, you're on your own, buddy. You're going to have to figure out something to say. And that's probably what I would have wrote, too, so if it was me. Thank you, Pastor Nichols, for allowing me to be in your area this morning and speak to your congregation. Also, before I start to speak, I want the Waller ISD and all the educators to just stand up so you guys can see who are here today. So if you are an educator, please stand up. Thank you. Next, I want to thank you to this congregation for allowing me some time to speak with you, and I'll talk about how long I'm going to speak in a minute, but I have a story to tell you before I do that. And then definitely I want to thank our God for allowing me to be in front of you today, but also for allowing you to be sitting and listening to me. I'm going to tell you a little bit of story so you know who I am, so you can learn who I am. Once again, my name is Benny Mays, and I work for Waller ISD. I am the chief of school secondary. I grew up in a small town, the biggest town you'll ever, biggest small town you'll ever go to, which is Crockett, Texas. I did all of my schooling through Crockett, Texas. As a matter of fact, when I was in the hallway out there, I met an individual who knew some people from Crockett, and they mentioned a last name, and it used to be my high school librarian. And so it's just a small world. But if you've ever been to Crockett, all roads lead to Crockett. So, and if you ever heard, that's a commercial that used to say that. I attend all of my schooling through Crockett. I was a young man that was a struggling young man that didn't see school as important, but I had plenty of support. I had support from my parents. I had support from the community. I had support from the schools, but I also had supports from my church. I will say I struggled through school not because I couldn't, it's because I didn't want to. I didn't get serious about school until the end of my junior year when I met the love of my life. If you would please, my wife Denise, if you would stand up. You have to stay standing. She was graduating in the top 10% of her class, and I will tell you, I chased her around from second grade through the end of my junior year, and she finally paid attention to me my junior year. I have three beautiful kids. Well, we have three beautiful kids together. Jackson, if you will stand up. This is my oldest, Jackson Mays. My baby who is sitting beside her, Madison, if you will please stand up. Hurry up and get up. Those of you, if you don't know, this is my baby, and she does no wrong. So this is her. And then my gentle giant, Kason, if you'll stand up. Y'all can be seated. So I will tell you, I have to apologize to a gentleman that's in the room right now. I didn't know he goes to church here, but he's up there in the top up there. Coach Whitney is my gentle giant's coach, football coach, and I purposely didn't take him to football tryouts for a reason. As I say, he's my gentle giant. He's the biggest eight-year-old you'll probably meet, but he's the most gentle kid you'll probably meet. And today, this year was his first year playing football. I'll never forget the first day coming to practice, me and my gentle giant are walking across the field, and I see, I'm trying to figure out who Coach Whitney was, and I see he's looking, and he's looking at this big old kid, and he really thought he had something. And Coach, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say he's the biggest kid you have, but he's not the most athletic, so I apologize. I went to college. I went to after graduating high school, I went to Blinn Junior College, where I played football for 2 years, and then I went to Prairie View, where I got to finished up. I had my undergraduate at Prairie View, and then my master's at Prairie View. I started teaching in Belleville, Texas, where I also coached. I taught at an elementary school, and I coached at a high school, and then I had the opportunity to move to Waller, Texas, where my wife has always been since 2000. Started working at the high school as an assistant principal. Then I was able to move to Schultz Junior High, where I was the principal for 5 years. Like Mr. Moran said, I did get a wild hair. I said, well, let me try something just a little bit different, and I promise you it was different. I went to Bryan, and I was a high school principal for 3 years, and then I had the opportunity to come back here to my community, my home, which is Waller, and help Kevin and Angie as we continue to try to lead this district in the direction that we feel it needs to go. Now that you know a little bit about me, when I was asked to speak, it was a couple weeks ago, I had a bunch of topics that I was thinking about, and I said, you know, trying to figure out what those topics, what I'm going to speak about today, and I finally narrowed it down to a topic that I feel it takes a lot of people to be able to make it work, and I think it's important. And with this topic, it takes all the parents in the community. It takes the community. It takes the church, and it also takes the school, and it's going to tie all those four entities together in making this a well-rounded community. Now, also, when I was asked to speak, I really wasn't given any parameters. I wasn't told how long I needed to speak. But I will tell you, on September the 9th, around 7:30, I saw Mr. and Mrs. Lowe. They were in the concession stand, and I was going to get my dinner for the night. And Mr. Lowe's know that I love hot dogs. And so I stopped by the concession stand to get my hot dog, and Mr. and Mrs. Lowe in unison said, "You're speaking on Educator Sunday," and they was both said it at the same time. I said, "Yes, yes, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am." And Miss Lowe said, "Keep it short." So as I was walking away with my hot dog in hand and my drink and my gentle giant walking with me, what Miss Lowe didn't know is I grew up in the Baptist church, and there's a lot of different ways growing up that we did church. We had full service Sunday's church, and it was from 9 in the morning until the afternoon. I knew that's not what she meant. We had half-day church on Sundays, which started at 9 and ended at about 1. I knew that wasn't it. And then we had short service, which was typically about 3 hours. And I said, well, maybe that's not what it meant. And so I'm going to give you about an hour or 50 minutes of me. And when I'm done, you can thank Mr. and Mrs. Lowe. No, I promise you. It will not be that long. I can promise you that. I talked to you guys. I said I'm going to tell you about the topic that I'm going to be speaking about today. And the topic is entitled, "If We Don't Teach Them, Someone Else Will." And if you are taking notes, definitely I want you to make sure you put in bold, "we," because it takes everybody in this community, everybody sitting here today, to make sure that that if we don't teach them, someone else will. I want you guys to know, with the right support, the young people today will be goal setters. They will set the world on fire. The world, they'll be world changers, and they will make history. But in order for that to happen, we have to know, we have to assist and help them. I will tell you, eyes have not seen nor heard what God has in store for our young students. But they will need lots of encouragement. They do have a huge challenge in front of them. The challenge is they are getting exposed to many things that we as adults did not get exposed to when we were kids. Things that are beyond our imagination. I tell you, growing up as a kid, I used to watch the news in the morning time with my mom and dad, and it wasn't bad. I didn't think it was bad. And I tell you, when I turn on the news now, it's kind of like one of those secretive things you want to go off to yourself just so your kids, my personal kids, aren't watching the things that are on the news and the things that are happening. But you kind of want to sit with them and show them so you can walk them through those things and explain what is going on. Social media. Social media can be the most amazing thing ever. But right now, social media, for a lot of part, is used in a negative way. Many of us, when we used to have conversations with each other in person, now we use that social media piece to either, which was supposed to be doing good with, we use it to do things bad. And so those are things that our kids are faced with. Kids today are more concerned with the acceptance of their peers and their friends as opposed to receiving the blessings from their parents. We live in a culture where kids are raising their parents. And when I say that, and I'm not saying that's the entire culture, but that is an area where we have a lot of kids that are raising their parents right now and being able to tell their parents what to do. I remember growing up as a kid, and I never remember my mom saying, "Hey, Benny, what do you want to eat tonight? Benny, do you want to go to church? Benny, would you like to go to school today? Benny, if you act right, I will buy you something." Those are not the things that my parent told me. But those of you who are sitting out there know what happened if I didn't do those things right. The Bible is crystal clear that God has an expectation of us as parents and the responsibility for raising our kids. Psalm speaks about that. It says, our seed should speak to their enemy. God is going to raise up a generation of young people that has the wisdom and the insight to speak through to their enemy and the world. I ask you, how do we raise up our children who can do this? How do we ensure that our kids, when they are out of our sight, have the wisdom and the power to make the right choices when they're put in a tough situation? When their friend comes up to them and say, "Hey, do you want to drink?" How do we raise our kids to say no? When a kid comes up and say, "Hey, do you want to smoke?" How do we raise them to say no? When a friend says, "Hey, let's break curfew," how do we teach our kids and give them the wisdom and the power to say no? When their friend asks them or wants them the assistance with bullying another kid, how do we ensure and how do we teach our kids to say no? And if a friend wants them to steal something out of a store, what have we done behind the scenes in working with our kids to give them the power and the wisdom to say no? In Proverbs, the Bible gives us clear instructions on what to do. Nurture and train up a child. The word train in Hebrews means narrow path. But I will tell you, today's philosophy is to let our kids do any and everything that they want to do. And that's not training up a child. Training up a child means to give them a narrow path and to abide by and to learn. You don't release a child into out and just say, "Hey, try this. Hey, do this." They must receive restrictions and parameters. If we don't give them restrictions and parameters, then they won't know the right things to do when placed in a tough situation. I can tell you growing up, my parents would always say, "Be home before I grew up in the country." They would say, "Be home before the sun goes down." But many of you who lived in the city will remember they said, "Be home before the night light comes on." Don't touch the stove. Don't put anything in the electrical socket. We have to teach our kids that. We can't expect of them as they're little to be able to know and understand what those things mean. Because, of course, if you touch the stove and it's hot, what's going to happen? As a young kid, sometimes they don't know those things. Put something in the electrical socket. Of course, we all, hopefully not by experience, but all know what happens there. Every child needs parameters and limitations. As a matter of fact, when we grow up and become adults, we have parameters and limitations that we must live by. If you don't learn as a child how to live with parameters and limitations, you won't as an adult. And it's hard to live a prosperous life as an adult. What happens when you don't give your children limitations or boundaries? They don't learn the coping skills that they need to be successful in life. And when they're put in a tough situation, they have to determine, what do I do? And sometimes when determining what do I do, you have to ask yourself, what have they been trained to do? And when they haven't been given the proper training, most times they make poor choices. They also follow peer pressure. They follow what their friends and peers are doing. They make very bad decisions that are hard to recover from. And some make choices that affect and hurt innocent people. And those of you, as I talked earlier, you watch the news. And, you know, when I was putting this together, I said, you know, I'm going to just do a Google search of major things that have happened in Texas that affected our kids. And as I started reading, my plan was to read it to you guys. And as I read through it, I said, you know what? They've watched the news. They know. And there's no reason to bring those things back up. But if, as you think about it, all of those individuals who have made poor choices, whether there be school shootings, whether there be going to a public area and doing the same, how was that student, when they were a student, how were they raised? What caused them to make that poor choice? Were they given the coping skills to, when they're put in a tough situation, to be able to get through those situations? And I will tell you, most time, the answer is going to be no. Now, today is Educator Sunday. As I told you guys, I will not be long. We are all educators. I know as a church, you guys definitely want to highlight the public educators, but we are all educators. Every day when we encounter a kid, we educate them in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Whether we say something, whether we don't say something, how we act when we're around them, we are educating our kids. They watch and listen to everything that you say as an adult. We will play a huge part in teaching the kids in this community. I will tell you, as educators, we all want the perfect kid to be in the classroom, but we definitely know that every kid that comes to us isn't perfect. So we've learned to understand that we take them as they walk through the door. For the community of Waller ISD who is sitting in front of me, for this wonderful church, I want to give you a couple key things that will help us as educators as we teach the wonderful kids in this area. One of the things that I want to tell you is to develop a partnership with your child's teacher, school, and staff. Take an opportunity to meet your child's teacher early. Get to know who is who at your child's school. Attend parent and teacher conferences and keep in touch with your child's teacher often. Support your child's academics. Find out how your child is doing all the time. If your child is struggling, see what special programs that school offers to be able to assist your child. Make sure that your child gets their homework done every night. And I can tell you, I'm not the best at that. That's why I have my lovely wife. Definitely get involved with your child's school. Learn what the school offers. Volunteer at your child's school and or join the school's parent-teacher group. Get informed and be an advocate for your child. Ask questions when you don't understand. Learn about your rights. Let the school know your concerns. Support your child's learning at home. Demonstrate a positive attitude about education to your children. Monitor your child's television, video game, and definitely their internet use. Encourage your child to read. Talk with your child. That is one of the things that is missing as we've gotten older, is definitely talking to kids. And I tell you, I struggle to talk to my kids because they know things that definitely that I didn't know growing up, and their intellect is definitely a lot more higher than mine. And so just being able to answer the questions that they may have sometimes makes me struggle to talk to them. But those are the things that we must do. Encourage your child to go to the library. Encourage your child to be responsible and work independently, but also encourage your child to be active in their own learning. It is so important. As I close and get ready to take my seat, I want to read some verses of a song by Whitney Houston. It is called "The Greatest Love of All." It says, "I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauties that they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody is searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who will fulfill my needs, a lonely place to be, and so I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest love of all is happening in me. I found the greatest love of all inside of me. The greatest love of all is easy to achieve. Learn to love yourself. It is the greatest love of all. Now, as I said, I'm going to be very short. I'm almost done. Our children are our futures. And it is important that as we become adults and continue to mature this community and know and understand the growth that is coming into this community, that we have to continue to work with our kids and the kids that are in our community. As Mr. Moran stated earlier, there's a large growth span that is coming to Waller. Please come out tomorrow night and listen to him as he present about all the things that we have in store as educators and for this community, because it is amazing. And once again, continue to love and cherish our kids in the Waller area. Thank you.